and we have some i3ers in the midst. How are you guys doing? Your name and credit union.
Amanda Basil, Christian Financial Credit Union.
All right.
Chris Court from Service First Federal Credit Union.
All righty.
Jeremy Daggs, Red Crown Federal Credit Union.
I like that. It's kind of like the introductions to like some big football game or something like that. All right, so what were your experiences? You guys just recently went through it, I assume. Mm-hmm. And so what were your experiences, ladies first?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda?
Yes.
What was your experience?
So this past cycle that we went through, we faced a lot of challenges. One challenge was that we went through like four ideas to come up with our final idea. Mm-hmm. And that was just, I mean, when we were on the beach in Newport, we had this amazing walk down the beach.
It's a nice place.
I know. It was so, like...
I'm like, I want to go.
Yeah. And so we were walking down the beach, and we came up with this great idea. And then when we went back, we kind of were like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. So we changed, like, different ideas this whole time. And then we finally set on Hero, the one that we just presented yesterday. But I think that was the most challenging part, was just, like, how many times we've changed, and mm-hmm. to be able to make that decision of, like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We want to change.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my...
The power of brainstorming.
Exactly, yeah.
Collaboration.
Exactly, right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which credit unions do kind of well, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris,
yeah.
You want to add to that?
Yeah, so I am glad you mentioned collaboration. That's what our theme was yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So our project was around collaboration. The whole experience is amazing, but we sometimes think that credit unions are great at collaborating, and they're really not. We like to talk about it, but no one really acts on it. So we tackled that yesterday. We tackled it for the last 6 months, and I'll echo this. We were on Newport Beach. Our group sat there. We talked about it, and we talked about it. We went around, and we really didn't do anything for almost 3 months. We came up with a lot of great ideas, but no way to make action items out of them, and that's what i3 is all about, is to take everything and make action items out of them. And that's what really helped, and collaboration is a great piece, and it echoed throughout everything they said here today.
Collaboration seems to be the big theme this year. You got to collaborate to compete.
Yep.
So, Amanda, I apologize for my reach. I'm going to go over here and talk to Jeremy.
Jeremy, I'm going to get your take on this whole thing.
So, we came back from Newport, and we took about 4 hours deciding what we wanted to do with our idea, because they gave us a list of ideas. And we were super, super, super jazzed about it. And we were, oh, we're going to come up with this, and we're going to come up with this prototype, and we're going to do this. And as you could see yesterday in the presentations, we did some data analysis, and it came back negative. And we did more data, and it came back negative, and it came back negative. And we were really, really bummed. And so when we talked with the filing team, and we said, hey, this is not looking like we're going to be able to create a prototype, they were okay with that. And they were like, hey, this happens. We're actually glad, because there was another team that was doing the exact same idea, and they came out positive. And so it was kind of a what are we going to do moment. And so, but it made me grow personally, because now I'm looking at things in a completely different light, and how we did that data analysis, is we did it a way I've never done before. So it was a lot of fun and difficult, but it made me grow. So I'm really happy to be a part of that.
That's one of the points of the program, right? It's kind of like why you guys applied for it, is because you want to grow in your career. Amanda, you want to expand on that? Why you apply for the program?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually didn't really know much about the i3 program. I got a tap on the shoulder, so to speak, from our chief strategy officer. She was a past i3er. So she was like, hey, check this out. And then around that time, I was also going through the CUDE program through the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
A good program.
Yeah, exactly. There was a ton of i3ers in there as well, and we also got to visit the filing headquarters at that time. So I was like, oh my god, this is exactly... this is perfect. I want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And the whole credit union movement, it's a great place to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chris, your motivation.
So I actually went through an innovation immersion with Tansley Stearns, and that kind of led me to, I want to do more. I want to be a part of this. Like, our credit union, we do a very good job innovating, but we also do a very good job of finding a vendor that does it for us. And I think most credit unions are, because they don't have the resources. This was the direct opposite. Don't look at vendors, look at a problem, build it yourself, and try to find out if it works. And then the last thing you do is try to get someone involved to help build it, not necessarily go and find a vendor. And that really is intriguing to me, and that's what this whole innovation process to me is all about, and what I love about it.
Empowering yourself to do this stuff yourself?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yep.
Okay.
Jeremy,
when I
got motivation,
when I got in the industry, and I was in the industry for about 3 years, and I became the director of marketing at my shop, I found out about this, and that was my star.
Mm-hmm.
Filene being on I-3 was my star, and so, but I knew I wasn't ready. So it took me actually 6 years to apply.
Really? Didn't know you were... Okay.
Because it drove me to do other things to reach that level to become what I thought was the baseline to be an I-3er. So luckily I applied and I got it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. So,
what do you think the importance, I'm going to ask each of you, but Jeremy, kind of segueing here, what's the importance of the program, do you think? How do you, especially in today's kind of rapidly changing environment?
I think it gives people like us, and I can't speak for these two, but it gives someone like me the opportunity to see what's out there and be a part of that. And we may not change anything, you never know, but the fact that we're trying and the fact that
worth a shot,
we're like, well, we just talked about collaborating and we're meeting great people and we're doing something that I truly believe in, I think that's the big thing.
Chris?
Yeah, and I think I can echo that too, because sometimes we like to take that big jump forward and find that, you know, earth-shattering innovation, but that's not necessarily the case. Those small, like, footsteps forward, they could be the big innovations. You could change the world just by taking 2 steps forward rather than taking a huge leap. Yep. And to echo what you said, you know, the collaboration piece is you find people here that are 3 steps behind you or 2 steps ahead. And when you start talking to them, you realize I have those problems too, and they might have the solution. And I really think that, you know, even these folks, you know, they all came from a different background. And when you get to talk with them, it's just an amazing experience.
Amanda?
I really like how empowering this program is. So just being 5 years out of college and be able to come up with concepts that are actually put into place in the incubator and potentially affect people's lives. I think that's really empowering, I really like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very rewarding as well,
rewarding,
I would think.
Yeah. Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
you got to have some skin in the game a little bit, you know?
Exactly.
So very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the project a little bit. What exactly, I mean, you talked about is collaboration. Mm-hmm. So what was it specifically, just if you could kind of summarize it real quickly?
We all had different ones.
Okay.
Mine was Hero, so it built off of Debt Dragon.
Okay.
So that one's in the Filene incubator right now. And so Debt Dragon is like once you calculate your costs, and then Hero steps in, and you can kind of crowdfund your education through your heroes, which is like your grandparents, your parents, your siblings. So it's kind of connects the two. So it's like you know how much you're going to pay in debt, and then how are you going to fund it?
Perfect, perfect. All right.
So ours was more of a call to action.
Okay.
We wanted people to mimic these one-on-one interactions that you have. When you go to a conference, necessarily the structure that goes with it doesn't give you a lot of time to get to know someone else who might have your answer. So our project was more of a call to action to find that person. We did build a better mousetrap online, of course. That's what the program's all about, to try to test your prototype. So we did try to mimic those one-on-one interactions, and we realized that you can't always get that online. I mean, there's a bunch of dating sites, and that's where we kind of got our motivation from, is that people sometimes find it and they sometimes don't. How do you mimic those in-person one-on-one conversations online and build trust? And it takes time. So we did build a mousetrap to kind of capture that, but we also have the call to action to say, you're here. Like, look who's sitting right next to you. Talk to them.
Yeah.
And that's what our project was all about, that call to action to talk to someone, get to know them, and more importantly, talk about the things that really bother you. I mean, those great...
That's where the solutions come from.
Absolutely. I mean, we could sit here and talk all day about great things, but if I'm not going to tell you what's really behind the scenes, you can't help me. And maybe they know someone who knows somebody who knows somebody who does.
Yeah.
So that was our call to action on our project.
Very nice. Very nice. Jeremy?
Ours was Collective Karma, which is a reiteration of Karma Direct. And what ours was about is utilizing members using your products, and in turn, they have a voice of where your donation dollars go to impact your community. So it's really collectively bringing the members and the credit unions together to have a larger impact. And so, because, you know, if you can do that, then your members have more skin in the game, too. So.
Good point.
All right, wrap up question here for you guys. Where do you go from here? Where do you guys go from here? From you guys have, I guess, completed it, I'm assuming. So where do you go from here, Jeremy?
Well, Amanda and I still have one more year. And so we will find out here in a little bit what our next project is. We got to meet our new team yesterday. So very, very jazzed about that because we'll get home and we'll start it all over again. And so I'm really excited to see where this next 6 months goes.
Chris, where are you, where are you going?
I'm done. I'm going home.
No. Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland.
Right. I think our organization is really good about innovation. We do have an innovation team that works together. I mean, we all have other jobs, of course. So I'm taking take this back, and we have for the past 2 or 3 years, taken this back and worked on it. Next year, our big plan is to rip apart one section of our credit union, pretend it didn't even exist, and try to rebuild it from the ground up. It may go nowhere, but at least we're going to talk about it. Because that's, I think, some of the things we don't have. Yeah. We always say we want to make things better, but we take those small steps. What if we just ditched it? Like, what if we got rid of the whole department and just built it from the ground up? What would it look like? So that's what I'm going to take back, and that's where I'm going. But yeah, I'm done, and I envy these two for going on another year. So
another year, Amanda. Since Jeremy kind of blew my last question out of the water here. What are your goals? What are your goals? Even though you got one more year to go.
Yeah, one more year to go. I would say, like Chris said, taking it back to the credit union, how we can. The I3 program is, you know, a smaller selective group. So how can we take what we learn here and bring it back to our whole entire organization? And not just that, but like using the innovation process in your daily life, just solving everyday problems, you know, like I think that's really important.
Okay. Great message to end on. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out for a few minutes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. All right, guys.
Thanks.
Well done. You guys are making a difference, whether you know it or not. You are. Good job, guys.
Thank you.